Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Officers Association announced this year's winners for the Charlie Swanson Scholarship Awards. Eureka High School student Angelica Smolin was one of the two students who were chosen to receive the scholarship. She will be headed to UC Davis, where she plans to major in neuropsychology. Garrett Barnett of St. Bernard's High School was the other student chosen, and he will be attending UC Berkeley, where he will major in biology. Both students will be awarded $1,000 in scholarship money next year when they attend their respective colleges. These awards are given out each year in memory of Eureka Police Detective Charlie Swanson, who died in 1996 while apprehending a burglary suspect. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce awarded college scholarships to four high school students through their Youth Ambassador program. 19 students participated in the program, which started in February, and placing in first was Bradley Livingston of Eureka High School. He will receive a scholarship of $3,000. Placing in second and third, respectively, were Haley Lamb of Eureka High and Abby Gans of Fortuna High. A scholarship of $1,500 went to Lamb, while $750 were awarded to Gans as well. A $500 scholarship for the Most Inspirational Award was also given to Nina Edbert of Eureka High, an award that was decided by the participants. At today's meeting, the Board of Supervisors recognized high school students who participated in the Innovative Business Challenge competition, which was held in May. The competition was designed to promote entrepreneurship and innovation among students, and the event had a grand prize of $8,250 in prize money and $3,000 in media service to support the development of the students' businesses. The grand prize winner was Eureka High School senior Connor Callison for his entrepreneurial idea of NorCal 3D. The board took the time at their meeting today to congratulate and commend all the participants for their entrepreneurial spirit. The board also issued a proclamation at today's meeting honoring Carol Reich, who has retired as the general manager of the Humble Bay Municipal Water District after 19 years in the position. Paul Heliker, who was chosen in early May, is slated to take over Reich's old position. Reich was a regular visitor on Talk Shop here at KINS News Radio, and her knowledge on all water-related issues in our county will be missed. After holding the first workshop last Wednesday, the Board of Supervisors will hold a second general plan workshop tonight from 6 until 9 at Azalea Hall in McKinleyville. This workshop will be revolved around the discussion of issues surrounding changes in land use designation for property owners. The board will hold one more public workshop at the end of June in Garberville, followed by two more workshops in July. In addition, the board will also hold three public hearings to solicit public input into the process, one on June 22nd and two more hearings in July. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A hit-and-run suspect was arrested in Arcata last night. Dan Squire has more.
A 23-year-old Arcata resident was flown to an out-of-area hospital and remains in critical condition after being struck and hit by a hit-and-run driver on Samoa Boulevard on Monday evening. Arcata police responded to the scene and were told by witnesses that the driver of a pickup truck had hit the pedestrian and fled the scene, headed westbound on Highway 255. A short time later, a CHP officer conducted a traffic stop on the Samoa Bridge on a vehicle matching the description of the suspect's truck and identified the driver as 55-year-old Eureka resident Donald Watts. Arcata police responded to that scene and arrested Watts, who was booked into county jail for felony hit-and-run, DUI, and fleeing the scene of a collision.
Thank you, Dan. Arson investigators from Humble Bay Fire and the Sheriff's Office are looking into the cause of a fire that destroyed a pickup truck and a boat parked at a residence in the 300 block of Pichetti Drive in Eureka Monday morning. The fire destroyed both the truck and the boat, and the suspects also tried to set a nearby wood chipper on fire as well. The fire did not damage the nearby residence, and an investigating deputy determined that the fires were started after the suspects placed rags in the gas tanks and then lit the rags. The rag placed in the gas tank of the chipper did not light. No arrests have been made and no suspects have been identified in this case. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.